I'm especially pleased to introduce you all today to Alisa Sherman. Alisa Sherman is a new media entrepreneur, an author, a blogger, a women's issue activist, and she's a pioneer in the world of technology and the internet. Why do I say this? Because in 1995, she founded the first ever woman-owned full-service internet company, which was called CyberGirl Incorporated. Soon afterwards, Newsweek named her one of the top people who matter most on the internet. She was one of the of only three women on the list. And then in 2009, Fast Company named her one of the most powerful women in technology. Let's hope she wields that power with great justice and deference. With her daughter, Alisa Sherman produced a app for the iPhone or the iPad called Girls Can Be Anything Paper Dolls to provide age-appropriate, family-friendly games for young children who are already smartphone savvy, as my kids are. She is the author of 9 books. We might talk about some of those. They include The Complete Idiot's Guide to Crowdsourcing and Mom Incorporated. And I should let you know that for a great number of years, she also ran A Quick and Dirty Guide to the Internet, which I enjoyed listening to in terms of a podcast. Alisa Sherman, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
I am so thrilled to be here.
Great to have you here. We talked a little bit off-air before the show started, and from your line of questioning, I took it that you don't appear on many poetry and technology radio shows.
You know, I really haven't. This is a first, and I love that. The combination of poetry and technology makes so much sense to me.
Excellent. Well, why don't we start with some of your background? I talked a little bit about how you were a pioneer in terms of women-owned companies, but also female perspectives, if you will, on the nascent world of the Internet way back in the 1990s when that, of course, meant modems and screens often without pictures.
That is true. And in fact, I can still hear the modem handshake, the noise it would make as your computer was connecting to another computer out there in cyberspace. I mean, those memories are still so vivid because I was online first in 1987. And it was my first computer that I had purchased with really the sole purpose of typing my manuscripts, because all of my writing was in spiral notebooks.
Right.
And I figured if I typed them out and printed them out, I'd get published. Just sort of that magical, have a computer, print something out on a dot matrix printer. then magic will happen after that. I didn't realize you had to submit your writing to get published. I found that out later. But my first computer was an Amstrad 1640. Dual floppy, no hard drive, and I learned how to go online with a modem. And back then it was called bulletin board systems. You would connect to a bulletin board system, which is essentially a computer in somebody's house,
right,
in their basement or their garage, and you could connect to it, and lo and behold, there were other people connecting at the same time. I mean, this all sounds so commonplace today, but back then, it was dark and mysterious and very sci-fi, which is good for me because I love science fiction.
And speaking of that, I remember reading somewhere that you used a gender-neutral handle when on these different bulletin board systems so as not to invite too much harassment from a male-dominated world. Is that right?
Oh, that is absolutely correct. I used NYC Writer. I was a writer. I was living in New York City, and it made sense to me. But it was also very deliberate because at the time, less than 10% of the Internet population was female. And even sometimes when you would encounter someone who would put themselves out there as female, they were actually men pretending to be female because nobody knew who anybody was. And so I was NYC Writer as a way to not invite harassment, because when you did log in under a female name, inevitably it was like the wolf call, the wolf whistles, or worse, as you enter different chat rooms and different interactive spaces. It was definitely a lot different. I feel those years, those early years, were really the Wild West. I mean, they keep talking about the Wild West every couple of years on the Internet when something changes.
Right.
Back then, it was wild.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, my guest is Aliza Sherman, and she is a web pioneer. She's also an international keynote speaker, author of 9 books, and as we've been talking about, she's been a digital strategist since 1992. In 92, many of us were getting our first email addresses, and you were already at it for a while. Now, speaking of the Wild West, you call Alaska your home. So I'm sure many people are wondering how, you've really shown us how you can stay connected with the lower 48 despite great distances using the web, using the Internet, and continuing to, for instance, consult with clients, most of whom are probably not in Alaska.
Most of whom who are not, exactly. I'm not just in Alaska. I'm in rural Alaska, which is still not remote Alaska, meaning I'm on the road system.
Right.
I'm literally 0.4 miles from the Alaska Highway, where it intersects with the Tok Cutoff, which heads down to Anchorage. So when you come in on the Alaska Highway and enter the state of Alaska by road, you pass through the community where I live. It's not even a town. It's an unincorporated community. And I do connect to everything and everyone through the Internet. When my Internet is down, I literally have 2 other accounts as backup. So I have 3 Internet accounts. In case one goes down, at least I have 2 others. And so far, so good. That works for me.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And then, Aliza, I want to ask you about some of the books that you've written, about your next book, and about some of the projects that you're most excited about that you're working on these days.
Right.
So stick with us, and all of you stick with us as well. If you want to find out more about my guest, there are a great number of places to find her. One of the best is to start with Tech with Aliza. That's A-L-I-Z-A, techwithaliza.com. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, where Aliza Sherman is my guest. She speaks and writes about the Internet, about digital media, about social mobile marketing, and that's really where I first encountered her, through her quick and dirty tips for digital marketers. She was recently, at one point, invited to speak about social and mobile marketing in Germany and in Russia. She founded the first ever woman-owned full-service Internet company, and was called CyberGirl Incorporated, and also the first global Internet networking group for women called WebGirls International. As I mentioned before, Newsweek named her one of the top 50 people who matter most on the Internet in that same year of 1995. Now, Aliza, can you help us with a chicken-and-the-egg question with regard to the work that you do in technology? You mentioned earlier that one of your early handles was NYC Writer, and I'm wondering if you think of technology as something that you write about, that you define yourself mostly as a writer and as someone who writes and publishes books about important ideas and trends and discoveries, or do you see that technology is more central to how you define yourself, and that it you're more of kind of a tech wonk who happens to write books about all of the technological topics on which you're an expert?
That was a long question, but I see myself as a writer first, a communicator through the written word, which is what attracted me to the Internet. I was not attracted to technology or the Internet other than a fascination for science fiction. So to me, I saw it as a tool and a means to an end. I could publish my writing globally, and for the early days, I didn't even have an editor. I didn't didn't have to have an editor. I learned later how to work with an editor and the publishing process, but in those early days, we just published ourselves, and that's the way it was. So that's how I approach technology even today. I don't know a lot about computers. I don't know a lot about software, but I know a heck of a lot about the Internet, communicating online, building community online. It all really stems down to everything we're doing up until, obviously, more recently, it was all the written word. It wasn't even audio. It wasn't even video. So that's still pretty fresh and new for a lot of people. You mentioned my podcast that I had done for, gosh, I think almost 100 shows was The Digital Marketer, Quick and Dirty Tips. I love audio as well, and I love radio, podcasting. So to me, all of this is coming from creativity and connecting and communicating. I don't see it as technology. I see it as people, and this is just the conduit to get to connect with people.
That's great. And so I guess part of what you have to do, because you're a prolific writer and you work in and have worked in a number of media, and maybe Alaska helps you with this, but you have to figure out, as every writer does, what's the best balance of connecting with people, of helping people, of going to conferences, of connecting in various phone-assisted and Internet-assisted ways, versus the difficult, solitary work of a writer who has discipline and deadlines and goals and must pay attention to productivity as well as creativity.
That interesting balance word recently came out with a book called Mom Incorporated with my co-author Danielle Smith, and we banished balance from our vocabulary and talked about juggle.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what I see it as. I juggle things, and the way my brain works is I can jump from one thing to another, and I enjoy that, and I'm very productive that way. If I hunker down and try to focus on one thing, it's a real struggle for me. But you're right. It's distraction to have all of this connectivity. I fire up Twitter a little bit too early in my day, and then I'm sucked in and doing nothing but communicating with others, which I enjoy. But those deadlines are looming.
Right.
So I find it challenging every day, but that adds some exciting tension. I had jotted down in my notes that the Internet takes away loneliness in so many ways because it connects us, but in the same time, it's making us also very lonely and isolated. It's like this double-edged sword. So as a writer, I crave that connection, but I have to push it away and isolate myself, as you say. And that's the hardest thing for me. And I think a lot of us struggle with it, particularly because we're connected on our phones now. So we
right.
carry it with us wherever we go.
Absolutely. I taught a class here at UC Davis a few years ago called Becoming Borg. And it was about how we are quickly becoming, because of our ubiquitous cell phones and the way that we connect using so many different technologies with one another, the way that we are increasingly resembling the Borg from Star Trek Next Generation fame. And you and I are roughly of the same generation, and my students, this was a freshman seminar, and so they were much younger. And I realized when I tried to find the original copy of Star Trek The Next Generation that on eBay and elsewhere I could only find it using videotape, and that it was actually released the same year that all of my students were released. So I had to so the central metaphor of the very class I had to reintroduce to them as we sat down and watched a video of Star Trek Next Generation.
I'm actually even older school Star Trek, to tell you the truth, though. It's the first original Star Trek, Captain Kirk and Spock. That's,
right.
to me, the only Star Trek.
I hear you. Well, Alisa Sherman is my guest, and we've been talking about some of the books that she's put out, including Mom Incorporated with her co-author Danielle Smith. And tell me something about this next book, Social Media Engagement for Dummies. The Four Dummies series of books is certainly well established, and I think that'll guarantee you some book sales right off the bat. Good for you.
Well, thank you. It's interesting because for many years, particularly working with women's issues and to empower women through technology, I swore up and down I would never do a dummy series or an idiots series when I was writing. But the opportunities arose, and you're right. These are well-established brands, and they do an incredibly good job. They're very attentive to marketing, and they're very savvy in social media as a publishing group. So I'm thrilled to be working with the Dummies folks. In fact, they approached me and Danielle together to write something, and social media engagement came up because that's what she and I do naturally as part of our daily communications, and that's what I consult clients about. So it just seems like a very good fit. I'm just excited about being able to share some of my theories, some of the things that I've tested out time and time again over the years. And that's the other piece. Since I've been doing this for so long, since the dark ages of the Internet, I love being able to apply decades of lessons, not just, oh, yesterday I learned about Pinterest. And by the way, I do love Pinterest. But I like to hold this continuum of learning and not forget some of the foundational lessons that we've learned over the years. Not everybody has that. And so that's something I enjoy sharing is, you know, I've got gray hairs now. I've done this so many different times. Today it's called Pinterest. You know, a couple of years ago it was called MySpace. Before that it was Friendster. We see them come and go, but the fundamentals of communicating and connecting are still there.
Absolutely. Well, so you've got that book that you're working on, and when should we expect to find Social Media Engagement for Dummies on our bookshelves, or at least in our bookstore shelves?
I actually forgot the date that it's supposed to come out. I would say sometime in 2013 or possibly 2014. It's a ways out, so we'll be writing it for the next couple of months. In the meanwhile, Mom Incorporated is out, and I love that book because it really blends our personal lives, our professional lives, the Internet, and all the tools that we need to start businesses from home. That's what I've done. I've had businesses in my home before I had a baby, after I had a baby, and it's a juggle, and that's what that book is all about. So that's already available, as well as the crowdsourcing book that I really am intrigued by the whole crowdsourcing process and pulled it apart and wrote an introductory guide. Then that's the Complete Idiot's Guide to Crowdsourcing. So those are out there on the shelves as we speak.
Excellent. Well, we can find those now. And with regard to social media engagement, I must say that it's a lot of fun to pull you up on Twitter and see all of the different people who so enjoy engaging with you on that medium. You mentioned Pinterest, and so we should tell people, too, that you can be found at pinterest.com/Aliza Sherman, as well as on twitter.com/Aliza Sherman. Aliza, it's really been a pleasure to chat with you about social media and other topics, and I hope that you'll be back in touch when your next book comes out or when you have something else exciting to plug. We will gladly help you do it using this old-fashioned technology called the radio.
And what if it's a poetry chapbook?
Well, then we'll give you the whole hour.
All right, I better get writing.
Yes, one more project for you. Aliza Sherman, thanks so much for appearing on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much.
Take care.